From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 19th. Iris, June 19th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First from Stat, new hope in treating Huntington's disease, and a report card on RFK Jr.promises. On this week's episode of the Read Out Loud, new hope for people living with Huntington's disease, and a report card on RFK Jr.effort to remake health in America. The Food and Drug Administration reversed its opposition to a closely watched gene therapy for Huntington's disease, clearing a path for its maker, the biotech company Uniqura, to file for U.S. approval. Joining us to discuss this new development and what it means for the Huntington's community is Lauren Holder, a Huntington's disease advocate who is living with the early stages of the disease. Next, second from Stat. Stat Plus, Eli Lilly ends $340 billion drug discounts to some hospitals for failing to provide claims data. Making good on its threat, Eli Lilly has begun eliminating mandated price breaks to a few dozen hospitals that participate in a federal drug discount program after failing to receive comprehensive claims data. The move comes after the company warned earlier this month it would take such a step as part of a policy announced in January in order to reduce what it calls duplicate discounts paid to the hospitals. Trade groups representing hospitals, however, argue the move is unlawful and want Congress to intervene. At the time, Lilly maintained that more than 2,300 hospitals had complied with its demand, but some larger hospital systems around the U.S. refused to do so, despite recent follow-up letters regarding the policy, which went into effect Feb. 1. Up to 1,000 had so far not complied, and Lilly indicated it was pressing about 50 larger hospitals to provide data. Up next, third from Stat. Stat Plus, FDA advisory panel endorses Moderna mRNA flu vaccine that was subject of controversy. A panel of advisors to the Food and Drug Administration gave its endorsement Thursday to a seasonal mRNA flu vaccine that was developed by Moderna, and that earlier this year became the subject of controversy when a top agency official briefly refused to even consider accepting it for review. The Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, known as VRBPAC, voted unanimously that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risks for both adults ages 50 to 64, and those 65 and older. It remains to be seen what the FDA will decide, but staff presentations during the meeting suggested the agency sees the vaccine as having cleared sufficient hurdles to be licensed via a traditional pathway for the younger group and an accelerated pathway for the older group. Multiple flu vaccines currently on the market were first licensed using an accelerated pathway, Wellington Sun, a former FDA employee, noted during the meeting's public comment period. After leaving FDA, Sun worked for Moderna, but he is no longer with the company. And then, fourth from Stat. Stat Plus, CMS recalculates Medicare Advantage star ratings again, adding more volatility to program. Federal officials have recalculated the quality ratings for 2020, six Medicare Advantage plans, a new government memo shows. Consequential decision was prompted by yet another legal action from the health insurance industry. Over the past few years, health insurance companies that sell Medicare Advantage plans have inundated the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services with lawsuits that challenge their lower star ratings, which jeopardize taxpayer funded bonuses. Many insurers have lost their cases, but a handful have won. 2 years ago, CMS had to redo Medicare Advantage star ratings after federal judges said the government erred with its original calculations. Medicare Advantage plans that get at least 4 out of 5 stars get bonus payments. Those bonuses have ballooned to $16 billion this year, almost the entire budget of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and an amount that has doubled since 2020. Next, fifth from Rue Girl, baking essentials I swear by. I absolutely love to bake, and spending so much time in the kitchen and working with recipes consistently, I've realized there are a handful of tools I reach for every single time. Whether you're baking at home or approaching things with more of a chef mindset, having the right essentials really does make a difference, so I thought it would be fun to share mine. They aren't fancy or exclusive to trained chefs. Up next, sixth from the Modern Nana, viral dessert trend meets Italian comfort food. Some food trends go viral for a reason, and the dot cake is definitely one of them. After putting my own spin on the viral dot cake trend with a bright Mediterranean-inspired lemon olive oil cake finished with silky mascarpone cream, I couldn't resist creating a savory version. This time, I turned to one of Italy's most beloved comfort foods. This pastina dot cake is made with just 3 simple ingredients, pastina, butter, and Parmigiano Reggiano. The secret is using a little starchy pasta water to create a silky, velvety sauce that coats every tiny piece of pasta. And then, seventh from the Vaginda, testosterone after hip fracture. What this trial does and doesn't show. There is an internet claim making the rounds that there is a randomized, double-blinded, placebo-controlled trial that shows testosterone improves recovery after hip fracture, and yet this evidence is being ignored. But this is not a trial that justifies recommending testosterone for post-hip fracture recovery. The study in question is called Combining Exercise Training and Testosterone Therapy in Older Women After Hip Fracture, the STEP-AI randomized clinical trial. Next, eighth from Stat Pharma. Stat Plus, Eli Lilly ends $340 billion drug discounts to some hospitals for failing to provide claims data. Making good on its threat, Eli Lilly has begun eliminating mandated price breaks to a few dozen hospitals that participate in a federal drug discount program after failing to receive comprehensive claims data. The move comes after the company warned earlier this month it would take such a step as part of a policy announced in January in order to reduce what it calls duplicate discounts paid to the hospitals. Trade groups representing hospitals, however, argue the move is unlawful and want Congress to intervene. At the time, Lilly maintained that more than 2,300 hospitals had complied with its demand, but some larger hospital systems around the U.S. refused to do so, despite recent follow-up letters regarding the policy, which went into effect Feb. 1. Up to 1,000 had so far not complied, and Lilly indicated it was pressing about 50 larger hospitals to provide data. Up next, 9th from Stat Pharma, Stat Plus, FDA, the advisory panel endorses Moderna mRNA flu vaccine that was subject of controversy. The FDA's vaccine advisory committee just gave a unanimous nod to Moderna's seasonal mRNA flu shot. They said the data show the benefits outweigh the risks for adults 50-64 and for those 65 and older. Panel's decision is based on the clinical trial results that were presented to them, which met the standards for a traditional approval route for the younger group and an accelerated route for the older group. So far, the FDA hasn't made a final ruling, but the advisory panel's endorsement suggests the vaccine has cleared the key safety and efficacy hurdles. If you're in those age brackets, this means a new flu season option could be on the market soon, pending the agency's final sign-off. And then, 10th from Dr. Ruben Substack, RFK Jr., signed a federal quarantine order. CDC's own medical review said the Florida woman exposed to Andes hantavirus could safely finish her 42-day monitoring at home, but HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. overrode that recommendation and ordered her to stay in a federal quarantine facility in Nebraska. The decision rests on a single case review rather than a broader study, so the evidence for needing the extra confinement is thin. Andes virus can spread person to person, but only after prolonged close contact, and the risk to the general public remains low. Most experts treat it very differently from COVID-19, and the woman has stayed symptom-free for more than 5 weeks. Kennedy's move highlights the tension between public health authority and political leadership. It shows that, even when experts advise a less restrictive approach, a senior official can still impose stricter measures. The broader takeaway is that quarantine powers aren't inherently good or bad. They matter only when they're based on solid evidence and applied consistently, no matter who's in charge. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow.